Whose music is this?
Triple H?
Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins. People, sorry. Is he the one that got clobbered on Raw?
He beat Triple H at Mania.
Then who were people booing?
Oh,
I get them
Roman
confused.
Reigns.
Roman Reigns, okay.
They look basically the same. Their hair is equally wet all the time.
Yeah, I get those confused. I'm sorry. Why don't we start this before you hear my hot takes on WrestleMania? I think the people here that actually enjoy wrestling would appreciate your take on it since you were there in person. We'll start with that, and then you can react to what I have to say.
I'll just keep it simple. It wasn't the best WrestleMania. I've been to much better. There wasn't a lot of great hype behind it. I thought they did okay. There was a lot of matches. The show went a little too long, but they did fit a lot in, and actually really a short amount of time for what they had. But there was some, I mean, Taker losing at the end, was not too happy about that, but that was expected because he did retire at WrestleMania 33. So, but I did enjoy it. It was a fun time. The crowd is always great. Wrestling fans are the best fans in the world, and I'll always say that. So that's what made it pretty fun. Raw after was much better. Best Monday Night Raw I've ever been to, and that was my 10th. So it was a pretty solid weekend.
Okay. What was your best WrestleMania that you've been to?
31.
2 years ago? Levi's Stadium?
Yes.
Well, I want you to hear me out here. Okay. I'm a little disappointed. I can't find the Wacky and Stormy thing.
Oh,
I forgot
right.
Where I put that. Anyway, okay. Well, one, I think we can both agree on this. I think the whole world can agree on this. It needed more Jack Gallagher. It very clearly needed more Jack Gallagher.
Not one sign all weekend. I was disappointed.
Yeah. I saw him. He was tweeting Instagram photos of his dog on the beach throughout the whole thing.
Well, it's a very gentlemanly thing to do.
It is. Indeed it is, because he is an extraordinary gentleman. Number two, Gronk should quit football and join WWE. Do you think there's any chance Gronk has a future in WWE?
I think we'll see him in a match someday.
You really think so?
Yeah. Yeah. What was funny, did you see what happened?
I saw him tackle.
Well, somebody didn't know he was a part of the show, so security like surrounded him because he jumped the guardrail, and nobody knew he was a part of the show until everybody's like, back off. This guy needs to do something real quick. It was actually pretty entertaining.
Who was it that like came in and saved him then?
It was some official came over and say, hey, he's supposed to do something here. Let him go.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. The only thing would be injury wise. Do you think he could make it? I mean, he's hurt like every two games in the NFL. You think there's a better chance of him staying healthy and wrestling or not?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, he'll be in there someday. He'll have a match someday.
That makes me happy. I thought that was going to be one that you would tell me I was crazy on.
No, it'll happen.
Okay. Well, here's number three. I think you'll probably disagree with me on this. The Miz absolutely dominated that match with Cena. And I don't care what happened there, The Miz was the real winner.
I loved The Miz in that match. He was great because I think they had a lot of time to fill. So he was popping to the crowd, and he was getting louder reactions than John Cena was. And that's what made the match to me. But plus, I mean, I think he's more talented. But The Miz was great.
You think he's more talented than Cena?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wrestling-wise, yeah.
Much more.
Oh, take that.
Are people like cringing hearing that? Like, what would real wrestling fans think hearing that?
It's true. It really is.
He's just mad. He's just mad that he lost.
Boy, that just made me happier than about anything else. I thought you were going to be talking me off the ledge on a lot of it.
All the way out of here.
The proposal was very lame. It was very lame.
But it was going to happen.
Yeah, but it was set up perfectly for a heel turn for somebody. Look at me using wrestling vocab here. I think Triple H is like the biggest stud boss that they have in wrestling from all the dudes that I've seen. Like, that guy is cut up and looks mean and like just crazy menacing. And when he got up on the ropes and did like I was comparing it to LeBron throwing chalk in the air. He spit the water in the air. Mm-hmm. Man, I was like, I want nothing to do with that guy.
He's in the best shape of his life.
Yeah, he is the most intimidating guy that they have out there.
He's like The Rock. Go find pictures of him 20 years ago, and he's still in good shape, but not compared to today. It's unbelievable, those two, how built they are these days.
Two more here for you. The cockroaches thing in the ring for...
Yeah, very silly.
Why?
I don't even want to get into it.
Why?
It's very annoying. They made a mockery of that thing. You're talking about Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt for the WWE Championship, nonetheless.
Yeah, and like there were worms.
It was about a mind games thing. It was very very stupid.
Yeah,
you don't have to go any further.
Okay, good. I get that the Undertaker retiring is like a big deal, and the retirement part actually looked cool, but I thought that match was pretty lame.
Yeah, it didn't help that Roman Reigns was botching moves left and right. And that
he was?
Didn't help. Yeah, he was screwing up all over the place. And he might have been nervous because when you have the honor of having Taker's last match, even though he's being booed out of the building, it's probably not the easiest thing to do.
So were people booing him then the next night?
Oh, my.
Just because he won or because he during was screwing stuff up? Or?
During the break, look up Roman Reigns from two nights ago at Monday Night Raw. The heat was so bad, we can't play the audio on the air because of the fans.
Okay, but like, was it because he screwed stuff up or just because he won?
Because he won.
Okay. When we come back, you'll hear from Alex Delta.